are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host. And Jessica Coffey, our Head Start director, is your host. What's going on, Jessica?
I feel like I needed a round of applause.
You feel
like,
yeah, well, I'm going to have to get some of those
hey,
in
y'all.
There. What is going on with you?
Not much.
How's your car treating you?
My car?
Yeah, your car. Yeah, you've had it for a minute. How long have you had it?
Yeah, I've had it for a while, a long time. Uh-huh. However,
yeah, that's what I want to talk about.
I just went to take it to get an oil change.
Uh-huh.
And they said, and end up spending $900.
$900?
Yes. But you know what? My little Honda is driving like a whole Mercedes now.
So you're not looking for an upgrade?
Oh, no. I don't want no car payment. Car payment is the devil.
Right.
No. You know what? I have a problem with feeling like I owe people money. And that's what a car payment makes me feel like. Like, I owe you money.
How do you feel about the house?
Well, that's different. For me, that feels different because I'm used to paying rent. You know, a car payment comes, you know, when you need a new car.
Right, right, right. Well, it's so funny because my car was, you know, it was getting me to A to B. And like you said, that's the main thing. Get to A to B. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As long as I get to A to B, I'm good. But it started having some issues. So my wife got an upgrade, so I got her downgrade, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm good with it. But my mom be like, did you get a new car yet? No. Well, why ain't you gonna? I don't want one. No payment. But you need a warranty. No, I don't. I've survived years without a brand new car. Do you know I've never had, let me make sure I'm not lying, never had a brand new car.
Really?
Never, ever, ever.
Okay, what do you define a brand new
brand
car?
Brand new, like 11 miles.
Right. So I've never had a brand new car.
Right.
But the cars that I've had feel like
they were brand new for
me.
You.
Yeah.
That's my definition. New to me.
It's new to me. Are you like... I feel like you're like me. You might keep your car clean. I don't.
I try.
That's something like my house, spotless. Mm. My car.
Mm. Well,
looks
for me
like it's. It might look like Oscar the Grouch. There's no trash in it, but like clothes,
I'm
shoes.
I'm in there over
dust
2 hours every time I come to work. Right? It's like 2 hours. And I am not interested in being in it any longer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm interested in getting in my car, going to work, getting in my car and going home. That's it. That's all the car serves for me. So like the tint on one of the windows started coming off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dang, but every time I rolled the window down, it got a little worse and it got a little worse. So I had to finally rip it off. But then I ripped it off. But there's this film that's
still
left.
On it, yeah.
And I'm like. Oh,
hey, all you have to do
out.
Is TikTok that to see how to get off.
I'm only interested in getting in the car, go to work, getting in the
well,
car.
Well, you know, it's. I guess it serves its purpose.
It does.
You know, you don't want to make your car comfortable because then you'll want to stay in it longer.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I have a bad habit of eating in my car. And it's not that there's anything wrong with it. But,
and there is.
But it ends up on you. I mean, no matter
with
how.
The food?
Yes. No matter how.
Because you shouldn't be eating in your car.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But it's the
convenience. You are supposed to be driving with two hands on the wheel.
Oh, my God. I know.
Two
your
hands,
heavy foot.
Cam.
I know your heavy foot self ain't saying nothing
so,
about
speaking of
keeping
heavy
the
feet,
law.
Speaking of heavy feet, someone was like, girl, I saw you driving down the street and you was going so fast. I don't think that I'm a fast driver.
Oh, what?
But apparently.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you have confessed
people
this.
People see something that I don't see within myself.
You have previously confessed this in your confessions.
I mean, I don't think I'm going fast.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, if you go 5 to 10 miles over the limit, it's within the law, isn't it?
Mm. See, 5 won't get you a ticket or notice.
But 10 will?
10 might catch somebody's eye, especially if they're having a bad day. Yeah.
Well, you know.
That's you? You that 10 over?
I might be sometimes.
Yeah. Ain't nothing
but
wrong
then
with
get
it.
Mad when I'm behind a slow driver.
Oh, wow. Now, that holds
I'm
true.
I'm like, move!
That holds true.
You know what? I wish I could have a driver. I will put like driving up on the shelf. Like, I don't like driving.
Really?
I don't. Like, people in Lexington, I'm sure everywhere, but really in Lexington, mm-hmm. it's a whole red light. It's been a red light for 2 to 3 seconds,
oh.
and they'll go right
oh,
through
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, other cities, they don't play that because they got them cameras.
Yeah.
And you can do that if you want
Here,
to, but we got you.
I'm just like.
And we are arguing about getting cameras on the thing, but anyway, I digress. I don't follow the law all the time.
You know the law is for the lawbreaker.
I know, right? So, you know, even with seatbelt, I don't have an automatic seatbelt. I got to put my seatbelt on.
Don't we all have to put our seatbelt on?
It's the law, but so is not speeding the law. Don't look how snooty you get with the law when you think that's the law.
The seatbelt.
Yeah, the seatbelt.
You put the seatbelt on.
Sometimes.
The law is for the law.
Yeah, that's me.
Cam.
What?
A seatbelt is important.
Oh, my God. I think it's time. It's time for a coffee break. Cut that off.
Okay, so for today's coffee break, I want to say, staying positive doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time. It means that even on hard days, you know that there's better days to come.
Mm.
You know, yeah. We can stay positive and not, you know, necessarily be happy.
Yeah, yeah. Happy is a feeling. Joy is real. You know what I'm saying? Happy lets you're happy because of your circumstances. But you can have joy. You can be positive in your mind and in your thinking and in your everyday life as opposed to being happy.
Yeah.
Being dependent on somebody to make you happy.
Exactly. Because to me, no matter what the situation is, you can always find some type of positive to focus on.
That's right. And in contrast, you can always find negative.
Yeah.
You just got to decide which one you want to be a part of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that negativity.
Positive just, it feels better.
It does.
It feels
it
better.
It does. What do they say about the muscles to frown versus the muscles to smile?
I don't know. Does it take less?
It takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. So, yeah.
I agree. I just tested that out.
You did?
I just tested that out.
I love it. That on-the-job experience there. But, yeah, just being positive, it helps keep you focused on a positive trajectory.
I think that's why it's important. I try to do daily affirmations because negativity can seep in so quick.
It can.
You know.
Like a flood.
Okay. So, you know, those daily affirmations, those positivities, or even a simple, I'm going to do my best today. Say that every day. I'm going to do my best today. That's like positivity. Yeah. You're speaking into yourself.
Yeah, I believe in when you say those things, then your mindset will keep you away from other things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm trying to do it myself. I'm trying, you know, to speak life, you know. Power of life and death.
I feel it.
All right.
All right.
What we got going on the show today?
So today, we have Miss Megan Martinez.
Welcome,
and she
Megan.
Is a center manager for our Fayette West location or catchment area.
Yes, yes. I am not used to this last name, though, but I met your husband at last year's ball, and he's a great guy. He's very low-key compared to Megan, which is a, you know, that's a yin and a yang. You know, y'all both can't be high-strung.
You got to have a yin-yang.
That's right.
Relationship.
That's right.
All of relationships in life.
So. That's right. Yeah, so welcome to the show, Megan. And I'm
Thank
glad
you.
You're here.
Yeah, so let's talk about, you know, you being a center manager in your role. Can you tell the viewers or the listeners about what you do within the agency?
So it depends on who I'm talking to. So one of my least favorite questions, to be honest, I think of when I'm talking to my grandma, what do you do for work, Megan?
It depends on the day.
Okay, it depends on the day. And it also depends on who I'm talking to. Like, do they know what Head Start is? Do they know what community action is. Yeah. So I'm going to give you the grandma version, okay. Then I'll give you the more in-depth version.
Yeah.
So the grandma version. Okay, grandma, well, I work for a nonprofit. I'm a mm-hmm. social worker, and we're helping a bunch of kiddos and their families in this mm-hmm. program called Head Start. We're getting kids ready for kindergarten to meet all their milestones, mm-hmm. and we're also helping their families. So I actually get to manage a community center, and we get to help all the members of the community meet their needs in so many different programs, but we also get to help those families. So that's my grandma version. Yeah. Keep it simple.
Now, what's the real?
The real version is every day is wild. So, yeah, really, all the screens. So, but that's kind of what I love about it. Uh-huh.
Every day is different.
Totally different. So, and every catchment area is different. So, mm-hmm. if you're familiar with Community Action and the Head Start program, there are different catchment areas, so different mm-hmm. neighborhoods. Yeah. So, if you live closer to my area in the west side of town, we're not going to send you to a Head Start center all the way in Nicholas County. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense. Uh-huh. So, my role is to make sure that those in my catchment area, so that west side of town, are pretty much taken care of. So, for our Head Start families, we're making sure they have all those resources, making sure they have transportation to school, make sure that they have everything they need to be successful in life. So not just the kid, but the parents, the other siblings, mm-hmm. the whole family. So for my specific role, that means I got to know my community. Mm-hmm. So I am out being the voice of Community Action in the Cardinal Valley and Greater Gardenside area. So I'm attending community meetings, gathering all the resources, all the programs that are going on to bring those back to our Head Start families and vice versa. So I'm also responsible for making sure that our community members know what we're doing at Community Action and with Head Start.
Gotcha.
So
your catchment area has a high population of Spanish speaking.
We do. Yes. Uh-huh. So
do you have the staff that speaks Spanish? Tell us about that.
I do. I'm a little biased, but I have the best team in all of Fayette
County. Do you speak Espanol?
Un poquito, sí. Mm-hmm. Mm. A little bit. But honestly, my team has been fantastic. So about half of my team is bilingual, and mm-hmm. they all have completely different backgrounds. So just because you speak Spanish doesn't mean you're all from the same place. So it has been a great thing. Just the diversity on our small little Fayette West team is fantastic. Yeah. So we have that diversity there, and being able to have those Spanish-speaking staff has been a game changer because mm-hmm. anyone who walks through our door, we have a high population of those who do speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. So we're able to navigate together as a team to serve anyone who walks in the door.
That's perfect.
That's awesome. So one of the things that we have been discussing before is making those connections with the services and people in your community that can help all meet the goals of the community. So you're in the Cardinal Valley. So tell me about some of the people that you've reached out to in your neighborhood and the relationships and sponsorships. I don't know if they're sponsorships, but relationships you're building.
So every year has been different. Like the relationships I've had since day one are mm-hmm. some that you'd probably think of. So we have a library right down the street. That's mm-hmm. a huge resource.
Yeah.
Just in that library resource, we have ESL classes. We have those other programs and services that help our folks that are coming from other countries navigate and be able to pretty much acclimate to American culture. So we have some of those types of services, expected community relationships with libraries. We have different neighborhood associations, so I'm able to attend those meetings and get to know what's going on in our community there. We have a park right down the street, so our park association is pretty close with us, so we can navigate and just be part of all of those park events that are going on. But recently we've expanded to different relationships that I wouldn't expect. So my favorite one, well, maybe not my favorite, but one mm-hmm. of the unique ones is we actually have a partnership with the CSL Plasma Center across the street. Mm. So not one I would typically think of, like Community mm-hmm. Action and yeah. CSL Plasma. Like, that usually doesn't go hand in hand, but they have actually offered to donate to some of our events. They sponsored a few of our Head Start families for the holidays so that they could have presents and other things that they may need. Yeah. They've donated clothes. So, and that's just from the staff point from their community center. Right. They want to give back to the community. Mm. So
do they come over and say, hey, I need your plasma today?
They have a little bit. I've told them I'm terrified of needles. I do not think I'd be the best customer that they would like. However, we do have some families that come in looking for employment and they may not qualify legally to be able to apply for some jobs yet. So uh-huh. They actually are able to donate plasma, and I guess there's maybe not a stereotype, but I kind of already had a bias in my head of, oh, like, I don't know if I, you know, should I encourage that? Is that mm-hmm. something I want to do? But the staff out there have actually given us documentation and information that you're actually helping the Kentucky community right here. Mm-hmm. Like, they yeah. use the plasma directly in our own community. I'm like, uh-huh. okay, that's pretty neat. So, yeah. you know, it's kind of a win-win, and community partnerships are just kind of fun.
Yeah.
They're all
yeah.
over the place. So.
So yeah. if someone came to Fayette West, like what, besides Head Start, what other resources or services would you introduce them to?
Yes. So we have two other pretty much unique things for our specific location. The first one is, if you've been to our tiny little building, the entire upstairs is our office space, sometimes a little crazy, sometimes wild. Rarely quiet, but our entire basement has actually been turned into a pantry. So we're one of the God's Pantry pickup locations.
Oh, that's great.
So that's been a fantastic, great partnership with God's Pantry that we've had for years. And we also have a financial empowerment coordinator. So mm-hmm. he is helping with financial coaching and does family engagement events to be able to share those savings and budgeting information.
Good. So. That sounds great.
We're going to take a quick break, but... Megan, you've been here about 3 years. We want to know about your experience with Community Action Council. We'll get that right after the break. You are listening to Look Who's Talking.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's comaction.org.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org.
You are listening to Look Who's Talking. Before the break, I asked Megan about her experience here at Community Action Council. So, Megan, what about that experience here?
Well, okay, Cam, before we talk about my experience, I need to rewind to the beginning of here this entire episode here. This whole seatbelt thing, listen, oh that is safety 101. That's all we talk about with our, well, not all we talk about, but that's a huge portion of what we do with our families is talk about the importance of safety come on.
I know. I got a funny story because my mom, she's always, you know, saying that too. And, you know, it's not that I'm, you know, against seatbelts or anything.
Yes,
but anyway,
my mom is always saying that too.
Mom's like, yeah, you need to put the seatbelt. I said, yeah. So I got a ticket for not having my seatbelt on. And I just happened to tell my mom, she's like, good. I hope they put you in jail if you don't put the seatbelt on. I was like, really, Mom, for real, we're going to jail for the seatbelt. So, yeah, I'm trying to be more conscious about it. And, I'm working on it. So.
Okay, good. Because we need to work on
it. Anyway, let's talk about, Megan, how long have you been with Community Action Council?
I have been here for about 3.5 years.
3.5 years. Mm-hmm. How many positions have you been in since you've been here?
This is my second one.
Second position.
What were you first?
I actually came in as the financial empowerment coordinator. A little different than what I'm doing now, but without that experience, I don't think I would be as ready for this position now.
So what made you change it up?
Well, you know, you got to have a supervisor that's encouraging you to step outside your comfort zone. Come on. So when there was a vacancy at Fayette West, my supervisors were like, have you thought about that? And like, no, why would I think about that? I've only been here for about a year. Like, I'm happy with what I'm doing. I love Community Action. I'm sharing the love of all the financial education to our communities. And I know nothing about Head Start. So why am I going to step into an arena that I know nothing about? But, and even, I mean, 2 years later in this role, I'm still learning about Head Start. I'm still learning Honey, those policies, those procedures.
I've been here 13 years and I'm still learning.
So, and I give myself some grace and I give everyone that grace that they need. But it's been a great change of pace. And personally and professionally, it's allowed me to grow a lot more and learn more about my community. And my only only request was, if I will move into this role, I want that new financial empowerment coordinator to be under, you know, under Faye West, so I can still, you know, share that love and empower that person. So, and here we are now. That person is now at Faye West. So.
There we go. How about that? Just making those connections. I love it. I love it. So, what is, as a center manager, do you work with our Head Start programs?
All the time.
All the time.
How
many programs are you working with?
Sure. So each catchment area, like I said, if you're in a whole other county or even the other side of Fayette County, everyone has their own programs, their own centers. So Fayette West, we're overseeing three different centers. So two of them are direct managed. So we have the staff, we have the people, we kind of supervise and do everything for those centers. So those are the Prep Academy at Red Mile, which is off of Versailles Road, and the Prep Academy at BCTC up on Leestown Road. And we also have a partnership site with the Family Care Center. So they graciously allow us to serve 16 of their families to offer additional resources to help them kind of catch up with the other kiddos and be ready for success.
That's awesome. So the center manager is connected because our centers don't just do Head Start. You do a lot more than just Head Start. Can you tell us about some of the other things that you might be doing?
Sure. And ours is a lot more unique too, because Fayette West is one of the buildings where you walk in the door, you're not seeing all those classrooms, you're not seeing all those kids.
Right.
Unlike honestly all the other centers in Fayette County, you walk in, half the building's the community services, half of it is the classroom. Exactly. So if you walk in and we tell people we do Head Start, they're like, well, where are the kids at?
Yeah.
We're like, well, they're at, you know, and we explain, you know, that this is a little bit more of the processing and the office space, so we can serve other areas of the community here. So at our building, you know, we've got that pantry in the basement, we've got financial empowerment coordinator helping with other resources, but then it kind of is like just the main location for all of our staff to kind of their home spot. Right. So our team can come back home to the office to get that work done, but you know, it's not an office job. So it's a space to do some work, but then again, they're always in those different classrooms and Head Start centers.
That's awesome. So that's what I wanted to make that connection. Like you said, most of the other centers have that direct managed center site there, and it's a little different for you. But you've got three other centers that you are managing, or, you know, that are in your catchment area.
In our catchment area, yeah. So it takes a little bit more navigation then. I mean, we're a team of about seven or eight. So if you got four of your staff already at the center, well, you got to make sure you got bodies in the building too. So we always have a two-person role, making sure we at least have two bodies in the building to make sure that, you know, for safety, and that also, you know, we're doing more than just Head Start. We're helping out the rest of the community. So it's always a great thing just to kind of see where everyone's at each day.
Yeah, so Megan usually has a lot of fun, innovative events for the families within their family engagement. So talk about some of those events that you all provide for the families.
Yeah, so the thing with having BCTC and Red Mile, sometimes that means we have to have two events. So because they serve two different populations, sometimes it's the same. We'll do a big winter festival all together as Fayette West. But then other times, you know, the needs are a little different. So we really try to tailor to what those families need. So we were actually having our big brainstorming session this past week. And we were talking about one of our favorite events that we did kind of on a whim. We kind of tried it out and it was much better than we expected. So our end of year celebration for BCTC, we have such an increase in our diverse culture. So yes, of course, Spanish speaking means multiple backgrounds and countries that you may be from, but we have more folks that speak Swahili, a Nepali background, and we wanted to somehow represent them and learn more about their culture. So we made it a multicultural end of year celebration. So we had permission to have this out at a park. So we were able to invite all of our families to bring an authentic cultural dish, and they brought the dishes.
Oh, wow.
We had an entire picnic table full right from the start. And then they kept coming. And they kept coming. We had three benches full of food. And I mean, we had so much food. I didn't even know what I was eating part of the time. So, but it was fantastic just to learn that we had each of them kind of say what they brought and explain kind of the background if they could. Then it got a little crazy. We had so many bodies and so many people there. And we talked about some ESL programs and summer reading programs going on over the summer to engage them with their cultures all summer long. So just meeting our families where they are for family engagement and really tailoring it to what they need has been the most successful events that we've had.
That's awesome because families do want to be a part and be involved, but they also want to share their culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that's an awesome event to me.
That's great. I didn't this Red Mile one. That I think I know which one that is. But yeah, is that the name of it now? Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. But that, you know, that's bringing that community together. And is joining together a community action council where we appreciate everyone's culture and different backgrounds and what they bring to the table.
I think that's the richness of community action and the Head Start. You have so many cultures and a diverse group of people who do want to come together for the commonality of, you know, if it's Head Start, to promoting children to be in a realm of receiving the best educational services that will propel them to, future opportunities.
Absolutely. So Megan, what's going on next for your center? What's coming next?
I mean, you hit us at a crazy time of year. This is literally, I mean, this is the everything time of year. It's mostly our preparation. So we are so close to having every single kid ready to go. We're meeting with all of our families. Just yesterday, if you were in Fayette West, it was absolute bonkers. I mean, we had kids coloring in the lobby, almost coloring on the walls. We had three different families in at one time. Every office was occupied. So, I mean, that's my favorite time of year, though. The busiest time when all of our families are getting excited for school. We're prepping for our open house and our parent orientation to introduce everything that our parents can expect for this coming year. We have our all staff meeting next week. So all of our teachers are coming back that have been off at BCTC this week. So excited to have their energy back and get ready for the school year. So we're just in prep mode and laser focused on seeing what our families are going to need from us this year.
Well, that is awesome. And what, contact information for your center or let's give that 233. Let's give that one.
Okay. Well, especially if you don't know, if you need any type of contact, we give them that 233 number. All so the main administrative location is 859-233-4600.
All right, Megan, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
And you have been listening to Look Who's Talking. Tell a friend. Share the show. We really appreciate it. See you when we see you.